Well, it's 6 brand new plays all written by Pacific Northwest artists. That's what's going on over at Bellingham Theater Works in a pair of upcoming weekends. It's all part of their second annual New Play Cafe reading series that's going on this spring. And here to give us a lowdown on all of that is the theater's co-founder, Steve Lyons. Thanks for coming on today, Steve. Really excited to hear about what you all have planned for these coming weekends.
Thank you for having me.
So for those who don't know, what is Bellingham Theater Works? What kind of performances and work does it show?
Well, we were founded in 2014, and our mission was to focus on Pacific Northwest themes, stories, playwrights, and actors from the Pacific Northwest. And we, for the most part, have stuck to that. We also have something that we do in the summer called Fairhaven Summer Repertory Theater. And Fairhaven Summer Repertory Theater, we actually will produce more like New York playwrights and Pulitzer Prize winning plays and that sort of thing. So more traditional plays. But we really try to stick to new works as much as possible and works that are written by Pacific Northwest playwrights.
So explain to us what this upcoming New Play Cafe is and what's unique about it. This is your the second year you're doing it, right?
Right, yeah. Well, what's interesting about writing plays that's different than writing, say, a symphony is this is having a reading of the play is kind of de rigueur. It's just something that you do as opposed to if you've written an orchestral piece, you don't invite an audience and play it and then say, I'm thinking of changing that D major chord to a D minor chord. What do you guys think? You don't do, or when you do a painting, you don't say, I'm thinking of adding a bit more red to the sky right there. What do you guys think? That just doesn't happen, but it does happen with plays plays are unique from that standpoint. Maybe happens a bit with people will have who are working on novels, they'll have a writing group and get feedback, but that's about as far as it goes. So you have your reading of a play, and then you get audience feedback. And again, kind of just very unique that this art form has that tradition where the playwright sits up there in front of the audience after the play's been read, and the audience gets to throw rocks at the playwright, you know, or tell the playwright what they feel works and what doesn't work. And it actually is extremely helpful. I really enjoy having readings because when you take something from the written page and put it in the mouths of actors, things that seem on the page like they work, once they're in the mouths of actors, you realize this doesn't work so well. For example, there's exposition. Exposition has to be real pithy, and you have to get that information out very quickly and in a dramatic way. And when it's on its feet and actors are reading it, you as the playwright can go, this is just, I'm just giving the audience information. This is not dramatic. And that's something that you discover when it's actually on its feet being read. So it's very, extremely helpful to have this done. And it's extremely helpful to have a nice big audience who are listening and then giving feedback.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. It sounds like this just brings the audience participation into a whole new level. So there's actors here. Are they reading this for the first time from the playwright, or how much experience do they have with these scripts?
Right. They typically have had one or two rehearsals, and then they put it on its feet. And so they have the script in front of them. You know, they're reading from the script, and the actors are interacting with each other. But it's not if there are props or what have you, there would not be props that the actors would be using. So there will be one person who's reading the stage directions, and that person might say, Jeff comes in and he's covered in snow or something like that. You don't see that. The person reading the stage directions would just say that.
So it's more like a table read is kind of what this sounds similar to. Yeah.
The plays that we've selected, we selected them from 25 submissions, and they were very, very strong plays. In fact, one of the plays we read was so strong that we decided to not have a reading of it. We're just going to produce it. The other plays, let's see, we've got one. Most of them have a strong comedy bent to them. One of them is Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde riff. It's called Professor Jekyll and Miss Hyde. It's that story riffing on the Jekyll and Hyde story, but it's women. And we've got one that takes place in outer space and one that takes place in like the 1400s with astronomers. One that's a Greek a comedy, Greek tragedy comedy, and another one that's two people trying to plot out the perfect murder, and they want to practice on their neighbor, and another one that I've enjoyed. It's called Together. It's about a woman who is studying the. And the asteroids she's discovered that there's an asteroid that's about to hit Earth in 6 months. And it's she tells her husband, and then it's, what are we going to do about this? What should we tell the rest of the world? And so anyway, those are the plays. And each of them are very strong, but the playwrights are still working on them and want to make them stronger.
So that's really interesting. They're going to use the feedback from the audience here and what they get out of that to maybe revise these, and it's kind of still like ongoing work for them.
Yes.
Interesting. Yes. So who wrote these? Are these local artists exactly? I know these are Pacific Northwest related, but exactly how local are the people that wrote these?
Yeah. Let's see. Three of them are from Bellingham, two are from Seattle, and one is from Oregon. They're all Washington except for the Oregon person.
Okay. So this going back to this whole New Play Cafe reading series, this is just a really interesting idea. How did you guys start doing this? What was the reasoning for it?
We just wanted to support local Pacific Northwest playwrights, and this is a wonderful way to support and to sort of get a sense of what these plays are like on their feet. So we're helping the playwright, and of course we're also looking at the plays with an eye towards potentially producing the plays. So it's partly for the playwright and partly for us to just see the plays on their feet and get a sense of, do we want to produce this?
So when is this going on, and how can people attend?
So this is going to be happening at the New Prospect Theater. It happens with a total of six nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 29th, 30th, and 31st, and then April 5, 6, and 7. And it's at the New Prospect Theater, which is at 207 Prospect Street in Bellingham. It used to be called the Sylvia Center.
Okay.
It happens at 7 o'clock, and entry is by donation, so you don't need to buy a ticket. You just show up and just experience these plays. Most of the plays are under 2 hours, so more like most of the plays are probably about 90 minutes. So be 90 minutes, and then we'd have a feedback session for, say, 30 minutes. So you'd be out of there probably by 9 o'clock.
All right. Well, once again, that was Steve Lyons, co-founder of Bellingham Theater Works. They're hosting their second annual New Play Cafe reading series. A couple upcoming weekends starting on Friday, March 29th and Friday, April 5th. Those two weekends all starting at 7 p.m. again, like he said, at the New Prospect Theater in Bellingham. wide a range of plays. Like, there's a whole lot of different topics here going on, and a chance to give some feedback and help out some local playwrights. So thanks for coming on today, Steve, and telling us about this. This is really interesting stuff, and I appreciate hearing about it from you.
Thank you so much for having me.